So, good morning, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to join this panel. I'm very happy and honored to represent and do this presentation on behalf of Kathleen Rowe, my teacher, mentor, and friend, and also to represent my colleagues, Kathleen Rowe and Saul Aragon Ramirez and Herman Blanco. We have no relationships to disclose, and in my 20 minutes, I would like to share three things with you. First, I will describe the evolution and impact of a unique and thriving international program. This is our Intercambio, and I will talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. I will also like to share the three Mexican and Zapotec values that impact and guide our work in California and discuss how those values are applied in our work. And because our work is very place-based, I will start by describing the four settings of our work in California and also in Oaxaca and Arrasola, Mexico. So San Jose State University is our first setting. This is a large public university. I'm kind of far away from the microphone, but can you hear me? Okay, good. So it was founded in 1857, and it hosts around 30,000 students. It's a majority-minority campus, and we have been a majority-minority campus for over 20 years, and we have a very good MPH program, actually. I'm one of the students there, so that's my advertising. The Silicon Valley is, you can see in the picture, it portrays that Silicon Valley is considered the center of the high technology. It is the home to over 6,000 high-tech companies. Population is over 2.5 million people. It's also an area for a majority-minority populations. However, and with all this high technology, our unemployment rate is around 10%. 7% of residents in Silicon Valley are without documents, and about 1 in 7 children have at least one parent without documents. So there is an important economic and social gap in Silicon Valley. Our third setting is Oaxaca, Mexico, and it's a southern state that has a very diverse and extraordinary biodiversity. It has mountains, valleys, rivers. It's beautiful, and for that, it's a capital. The capital city of Oaxaca is a UNESCO historic site with 4,000 open archaeological sites and a very diverse ethnicity and language. However, it's also the second poorest state in Mexico. And that explains, among other reasons, that around a quarter of the population leaves the area and comes to the north. And last but not least is Arrasola, the pueblo or town of Arrasola that is located at foot of Monte Albán. The upper picture is a picture of Monte Albán. This is one of the main historic sites in Oaxaca. It hosts 600 families. And it's a Zapotec community that is the home of the alebrijes. And for the ones that haven't seen an alebrije, the lower picture shows a sample of that. These are beautiful, very bright colored wood sculptures that are hand-carved and hand-painted by artisans, local artisans. And it is the source of the income of many families in the pueblo of Arrasola. And our work there is done thanks to our partnership with the Asociación de Artesanos Ecualebrijes. And Ecualebrijes is the same as Alebrijes, but it refers to the commitment that this association has to preserve the copal tree, that is the tree that is used to produce alebrijes, through reforestation and through a responsible use of this wood. And now let's go over our Intercambio and how it works. And this diagram shows the three components of our experience. First, we have every year a group of about 20 to 25 students from San Jose State University, the Health Science and Recreation Department, have a trip to Arasola, Oaxaca during the spring break. Every fall, we also have a visit of artisans coming to San Jose. Around two or three artisans come and work and show their art and share with our community and our work in San Jose. And also, every January, we have a planning visit to Oaxaca to prepare and exchange ideas with the community and the association in terms of what activities we will be doing during the visit in spring break. So while being in Oaxaca, we do many different things, and this is just a few. We live with families, we share with families, and that means that we have a lot of time and connection with them. We develop a health fair that is done in collaboration with local authorities, schools, the health services, and of course the association and the community. And this health fair is open to the community. We have around 400 people every year. It's huge. It's really, really fun. And we do a lot of health education activities and fun activities with children and parents and residents in general. We cover topics that are related to healthy eating, environmental health, mental health, bullying, sexual health. I mean, a very diverse activities. When we have students with the proper training, we do screenings. We also do cat and dog immunizations in collaboration with the local health centers. Site visits are also part of our time there, and we visit different schools, and we do health education activities there, but we also go to different organizations that are community-based. We visit the food bank too. We do fun activities like a mother spa that was actually a nice thing that was brought from our work in San Jose to Mexico, and we do nails and hair and massage, and we yoga under the stars with the women there in the community, so that is very fun. We also take some time to know about the culture, and we do this hike to Monte Albán. It's beautiful, and also we do reforestation as part of our visit. We have a day to go and plant trees with the artisans and their families. So these 9 days led us to share a lot of things, and that represents and constitutes for us a very deep cultural exchange that comes from sharing a meal with our host family or doing the health activities and visiting Monte Albán and everything. And through the years, our experience has evolved, is having new impacts now. We have, this is our 9th year going to Oaxaca. In 2014 will be the 9th year. We have had about 200 travelers going to Oaxaca, about 8 artisans coming, sharing their art, and also bringing some taste of the richness of the Mexican and Zapotec culture to share with the families and community who work here in San Jose. And also, we're very happy to say that this next year is going to be the first time that the Intercambio is going to be the alternative spring break, not only for the Health Science and Recreation Department, but for the whole university. And we are very, very excited about that, and we can't wait to have it. So let's move on the second goal of this presentation, and that is to talk about the values that we bring and we learned from our intercambio in Oaxaca, and we applied here, or I keep saying here, but I mean in the U.S., right, in California. So those values are sencillez, humildad, and tequio. And as you might have noticed, English is not my first language. So this is one of the reasons, because translating and defining those values is so difficult, but also because these values are so deep and so rich that We have tried to define them, but it's not just that. So sencillez means doing things in a simple way that is accessible to everyone, everyone can understand, and it also means being who you are and taking advantage of that uniqueness to make a difference. For that, we have also learned that it is sencillez is always considered in relation to others. It's always in the context of relationships. Humildad is very related to sencillez, and it means being humble and modest and being willing to share what you have. It doesn't have to be material, but it means sharing, and it makes the one who shares or who gives rich and the one who receives grateful. And you cannot be humilde if you are not sencillo. They have to go together. And the third value is tequio. And this is a new value for me because I am Peruvian and I'm Latina. But tequio is a Zapotec value that is very rich because it means commitment. And it means commitment to the community and to the others. It calls upon all adults between 16 and 17 years to participate in the chores and responsibilities of community life, and that includes cleaning streets and organizing fiestas or parties, and also being the mayor of the town. So tequio is built upon sencillez and humildad because you need to be humilde and sencillo to be able to share those responsibilities and take those chores. And actually, it is taken for all adults through their whole entire, their whole adult life, and it can be done 1 year on, 1 year off, or 3 years on and 3 years off, and it rotates. So every adult gets to do that at some point. So those three values are the ones that inform and guide our work here. And that is our work in another intercambio, and that intercambio is Salud Familiar en McKinley. This is a partnership between San Jose State University, the Department of Health Science and Recreation, and public elementary school in San Jose that primarily serves how they define themselves, rural Mexicans living in San Jose. And this partnership has been for quite a few years. I think this is the seventh or eighth year that we have this partnership, and it is dedicated to co-creating the culture's confidence and resources for health. This is a diagram of the components of Salud Familiar. I will go over them very, very fast. And Las Campeonas, I am fortunate to be the coordinator of this group, is the Health Education Matters group. Las Flores is the girls club for third and grade students. Los Pajaritos, or Little Birds, is the health club for little boys and girls, first and second grade. Family health events are five family health events organized by about 100 undergrad students from the Health Science and Recreation Department every year, and that is part of their class, health promotion class in San Jose State University. And Comida Casera is a very important component for Salud Familiar because it not only benefits the school, but it also benefits the community. Thanks to our partnership, McKinley has been designated as one of the food distribution points for Second Harvest. So we have about 150 families getting food every single month. And we also have a new brand component, that is McKinley Moves Outdoors. We are also excited to start that very soon, and that will bring outdoor experiences for children at the school, fifth and sixth grade. So how we put in practice all these values? Sencillez in practice let us realize that even though our analysis and structure activities and complex activities are good sometimes, the most powerful education moments can happen in the most quiet and simple way. We don't need to do very complicated activities to do education and to transmit values and to build skills. Everything happens in the context of relationships, and that is also what SensiJazz teach us. And also, we have learned that that we can use the power of SensiJazz to honor the possibilities of consolidating the relationships between members of the community. So, for humildad in practice, in general, Silicon Valley is considered a place that has to be, everything is fast, everything is modern. We are in the time of phone applications and high technology, right? But we have also learned that, in contrast to that rapid change, and in contrast to a leadership that can be probably more directive and more confident, there are other ways to be a leader too. So we have learned to see leadership in other different ways that maybe we overlooked before, and that leadership can be humble, can be quiet, modest, and gentle. And often that leadership can be even more effective than the confident directive approach that sometimes public health profession and public health professional socialization has. We are also very happy to see that this humildad led us see the power and the courage and the potential of the big dreams that immigrants and migrant mothers and artisans have, that are as powerful and as important as the big dreams and the courage that community organizers might have, or even startup entrepreneurs. Sorry. Don't know how to say that word, but those dreams and courage are just different, but very powerful too. And for Tekio, Tekio remind us the power of commitment, and that commitment is not only to others, but also to your place, to your environment. We also see the power of Tekio in terms of the possibility of rotate roles, to be accountable, and also to have the opportunity to gain different perspectives, to gain insight from developing and doing different activities in the community. We think that we can apply this rotating roles in our own organization, not only in Salud Familiar, but also in the Intercambio in Oaxaca. And also that there are different paths and ways to do things besides the linear leadership and ways that we might do commonly. And Tekio also remind us that we can all contribute, we can all have a role in the community, and more importantly, that we can also be accountable for what we do to each other. So Tekio, SensiJazz, and Humildad remind us of the integration and the necessity of think about connections, the connection to the past, the connection to our people, the connection to our land, to our future. And we learned that in 9 days. I mean, people going to Oaxaca in just 9 days get the opportunity to learn that. We have learned that during all these years, and we are applying that in our work with Salud Familiar. But we also think that in combination with core public health values, like social justice, empowerment, responsibility, also the richness and deepness of sencillez, humildad, and tequio can be applied not only for our work in public health in California, but in general to any public health effort that we can do anywhere. And if you would like to have more information, here is our contact information for Salud Familiar and also the Intercambio. And thank you very much.